Elliot Serrano is the Anti-Cruelty Society's manager of community programs. A virtual holiday for Martin Luther King Day is coming up. Elliot, tell us what the Anti-Cruelty Society is doing to celebrate.
Hi, Steve. Thanks for having us on to talk about it. Well, the Anti-Cruelty Society will be making our virtual day of service activities available online. In the past few years, we have invited folks into the shelter to be able to partake in these activities that we've set up. But because of COVID-19 restrictions, and to be safe and to make sure people still have an opportunity to be civically engaged, we're taking it to the virtual space.
And to be clear, Elliot, we're talking about Monday, January 18th, tomorrow.
That is correct. Yep. And we're going to be having a guided craft shop, workshop to show folks how to craft cat and dog toys from items they can find around the home, like old T-shirts and the like, paper tubes from paper towels and toilet paper. We're going to have a dog training demo featuring the dogs of the Midnight Circus. And we're even going to be visiting...
Elliot, I'm sorry for interrupting, but...
No.
I can't help but ask, what are the dogs? I don't know. What are the dogs from the Midnight Circus?
Well, for those who are not familiar, the Midnight Circus is Chicago's very own live circus. They perform throughout the city of Chicago during the fall, headed by Jeff Jenkins of Midnight Circus in the Park, right?
Yep, yep.
And then Jeff is going to be bringing his two new pit bull puppies on to perform for folks to see how he trains his dogs.
So anything else? Tell me what more is happening. What more is happening? What else is happening?
Oh, yeah. Lots more, of course.
Lots.
We're going to have staff on site so we can do virtual visits with adoptable animals in the shelter. And if you have questions about the animals or anything that goes on at the Anti-Cruelty Society, both staff and volunteers will be on hand to answer them. So you can either register online at anticruelty.org, or you can view all the fun stuff we'll be doing on our Facebook page.
And there's no admission for any of this, I would presume. It's just fun. And I love the fact that you're talking about enriching our dogs and cats' lives by creating your own. I've no problem with you going out and spending money on dog toys or cat toys. But the idea of creating your own is interesting to me. And I know that can be done as well. I was on with Anna DeVlantis a couple days ago, and she asked me about Chicago shelters. At one point during the pandemic, the shelters kind of emptied out, not only in Chicago, but all over the country. It was wonderful to see so many dogs and cats adopted. How's the Anti-Cruelty Society doing right now?
We're actually doing quite well. I mean, we've been able to manage our shelter population with our wonderful number of foster volunteers that have been getting animals out of the shelter and caring for them in their homes while they're waiting for a new forever home. Our adoptions still continue. You can visit anticruelty.org/adopt and see the animals that we have available. But we do ask that when you see an animal you're interested in and you fill out the application, make an appointment. And one of our staff will get in touch with you, talk to you about what this animal's needs will be, what expectations you have, and then we'll make an arrangement for a meet and greet when you can come down and actually meet the animal that you're applying for. And we have adoptions going on at our River North facility as well as at the PetSmart on South Canal Street. But if you go to anticruelty.org/adopt, you can see all the animals that are available for adoption, and they are waiting.
Indeed. You know, the Anti-Cruelty Society for many, many years has been concerned about, as have some other shelters in Chicago, and very much interested in helping underserved communities in a variety of different ways, and in part, that's, I believe, what this event for Martin Luther King Day on Monday, tomorrow, is all about.
Absolutely. And I know one big thing about our events, I mean, because a lot of times folks think, well, you know, what did Martin Luther King have to say about taking care of animals? And I know that the Reverend King was an animal lover. He had a dog that he loved, and he cared for everyone. And we know that through fostering caring and compassion for animals, that helps us develop empathy and respect for all. And the Anti-Cruelty Society, knowing that we want to develop a community of caring, build a community of caring, want to help not just animals, but people. That's why we have our programs like our Friends Who Care program, where we send food to seniors in need who probably need help, getting those little extra bits, whether it's pet food, cat litter. That's something that we provide to them free of charge. We have our pop-up pet pantries where we've been partnering with different food banks around the city of Chicago, especially in the underserved communities, where not only are they giving away produce and fresh food to people in need, but we're there with them to bring pet food for these families that have pets. And in all these different areas where we do want to address the need, because we believe at the Anti-Cruelty Society that by fostering positive relationships with our pets, by helping everyone be a good pet owner, makes us a stronger community.
Indeed, that is very, very true, and there's lots of data to demonstrate that, actually. So very, very quickly here, because I'm just tight on time, I'm not sure if you, Elliot, are aware of what's going on. So there's a ice cream place, yes, that's right, and they sell candy, old-fashioned candies, and they make their own chocolate and chocolate fudge and other types of fudge. They make the fudge right there. It's amazing. It's called Windy City Sweets. It's in Lakeview. So I go in there, and I order this banana ice cream all the time, and the owner says, I should just name the banana ice cream for you. So one day I go in there, sure enough, it's named for me, but it's called the Paul Lisnick of WGN-TV, Steve Dale Banana Ice Cream. Actually, banana pudding ice cream. And I said, what? This should be the Steve Dale Paul Lisnick ice cream. And they change it because that's the right way to say it, of course. Everybody knows that. So they make that change, and then Paul Lisnick has a meltdown. So now we're having a war because the owner of that place said, okay, I'll give an ice cream to you, Paul. It'll be the peppermint ice cream, but I get the super banana pudding ice cream. And the winner of the war, or the loser, all of the money goes to Anti-Cruelty Society. So I know you are, and Anti-Cruelty Society, even if it's privately, is rooting for the banana pudding ice cream, right? You gotta.
I'm going to tell you, Steve, bananas make me think of the tropics. The tropics make me think of warm weather. And I'm looking forward to warm weather. So, Steve, I'm on your side.
All right. I love the way Elliot Serrano thinks. Anticruelty.org for further information about all you are talking about. And for what I'm talking about, the war between Paul Lisnick and myself, you can check out my blog, stevedale.tv. Thank you very much, Elliot.
Thanks, Steve.